This is Quran or no, this is not Quran. You can detect the difference. The verses of the Quran, they have a special spiritual effect. Spiritual effect. So you can say whether this is Quran or this is not the Quran. So this is the second theory. Allah wants to say that this Quran, which is too complicated for people, too sophisticated, is made of these very simple Arabic alphabet. Alphabetic letters. Alif, Lam, Ra. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu thumma fussilat. We have two terms here. Uhkimat, fussilat. And there is a big difference between them. God says this Quran has two characteristics. One, uhkimat. The second, fussilat. Uhkimat means articulated. Uhkimat means there is no conflict between the verses of the Quran. There is almost 6,600 verses in this book, more than 6,600. There is no conflict between any one of them. There is no conflict between the verses of the Quran. All of them have been articulated. Uhkimat. Uhkimat. They are perfected. While if you read any other book today, even if you read some constitutions, you can find some conflict in the constitution between the articles of this constitution. The only book that does not have any conflict between its teachings and verses is this book. No fight between them. This is the meaning of uhkimat, from ihkam. Ihkam, when you do the job very well. When you have good job, you do good job, this is ihkam, uhkimat. What is fussilat then? Fussilat, it goes into the details sometimes. The details of our life. When it comes to inheritance, you can read about inheritance in chapter number 4, Surah An-Nisa. It goes into details. And also chapter number 2. Even when it speaks about divorce, we have a whole chapter called At-Talaq. Speaks about the details of the rulings of divorce. When it comes to food, speaks about the details. Fussilat, from tafsil. From tafsil, that God made the Quran into branches and goes into details. Uhkimat ayatuhu. ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير. God has 99 names. You can see some of them here. Why did he choose حكيم and خبير here? This is just random? It's not random. Then why he used من لدن حكيم and خبير? Is it related to أحكمت and فصلت or not related? Related? So help me, how it is related? Uhkimat and fussilat. What did we say about uhkimat? Articulated, perfected. So who does a job which is perfect? Someone who's wise. Someone who's not wise, he cannot do a perfect job. Someone who's foolish would not do a good job. Only someone who's wise. And who's wiser than God? Nobody. Allah is the one who created wisdom. And Allah bestows wisdom on some people. And Allah says the most precious gift I give to any person is not money, is not land, is not family, is not library, is not gold, neither silver. What is it? Huh? Where is it in the Quran? It says wisdom. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. God says, I give wisdom to whoever deserves it. Some people don't deserve wisdom. They don't appreciate it. So I don't give it to them. I don't waste my time. I give it only to those who are going to use it, utilize it for the benefit of mankind. يُؤْتِي الْحِكْمَةَ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَمَنْ, whoever receives wisdom from God, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. An abundance of goodness. If you receive wisdom, you receive everything. If you have good reason, good aql, believe me, this is the biggest gift. Even if you sleep the night hungry, don't worry, because God has given you the best gift. And if God decides to take aql from someone, wow, that's the biggest punishment, believe me. The biggest punishment. Because those who do not use their aql, they live in a big disaster in their life. They don't enjoy their life. Neither they enjoy, nor those who live with them would enjoy life. Their life is a big hell. Those who do not have aql. Aql is the biggest aql. Reason and hikmah, wisdom, are the biggest gift of God. So he is hakim, because he has no conflict in his statements. When he says something, he's accurate. Khabir, why he used the term khabir? Khabir corresponds with what? With uhkimat or with fussilat? Exactly, mashallah. After Ramadan, but you are still healthy. And alhamdulillah, you pay attention. So khabir corresponds with fussilat. Because when someone gives you details, he's an expert. Khabir means he's an expert. He's knowledgeable. He's expert in your life and what you need. Therefore, when he draws, when he writes and drafts the law, he knows about your details. He knows about your needs. He would not ask you to do something which is not good for you. He's khabir. He's an expert. So, ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير. The first thing this chapter speaks, I said this chapter came during what time? Do you remember? Meccan period. What time of the Meccan period? The beginning or the end? The end. And still people refuse the Prophet. They refuse his invitation. So this came to remind the people. Allah ta'budu illallah. We came with this message, which is the foundation of faith. What is foundation of faith, my friends? What is the foundation of faith? Tawheed. Connection to God. If you take God out of faith, there is no faith. If you take God out of your life, there is no life. There is no dignity. There is no success. So everything revolves around God. Everything in this universe. Amir al-Mu'mineen says something very beautiful. I love everything Amir al-Mu'mineen says. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا وَرَأَيْتُ اللَّهَ قَبْلَهُ وَمَعَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ. Wow. Anything I see in this universe, I see God before it, with it, and after it. It means God surrounds everything in this universe. Nothing I can see without God. Nothing I can see in this universe without God. So God is everything in our life. And this is how he should be. And this is how you should teach your children. Teach your children. A mother should say to her son and daughter, how much you love me? He says, I love you a lot. Yeah? This is what they say. She has to tell him, you have to love God more. Because one day I am here with you, another day I might not be with you. But there is one who is always with you. He would not abandon you. And that one is God. When we have good relationship with God, we are not alone. We are not alone. You don't feel lonely. The reason why sometimes we feel lonely, because God is absent. This connection is weak. Our Wi-Fi connection with him is not good. But if God fills our life, we are the strongest. We are the healthiest. We are the bravest. We are the richest. Allah ta'budu illallah. The book says, worship none but God. إِنَّنِي لَكُمْ مِنْهُ نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ. Nadiran Bashir, these are the two foundations of tarbiyah. How do you raise your children? How do you raise the society? How do you deal with people? You have to have these two. Nadir, warners. You have to warn. You have to tell them the facts. Bashir, you have to give them glad tidings. Don't always threaten them. Don't. You have to warn them, tell them if you break the law, these are the consequences. This is nadir, warner. Once you break the law of the society, of this life, there are repercussions. So you have to tell them. You know, here when you go and rent a car, you know how many pages you have to sign? At least 10 pages. This is how they waste paper in this country, alhamdulillah. You have to sign. Initial here, initial there. If you do this, if you damage, if you bring the tank empty, if you half empty, if you know, bring it 1 hour later, if you delay, if you this, if you that, you have to put. They are warning you, telling you about the consequences. They tell you. If you want to rent a bike in this country, you have to at least fill 2 papers, believe me. Why? Because they have to tell you the consequences. If something happens, you don't go and sue the company and tell them, nobody told me. They say, no, we told you. Listen, we told you there is some danger here. This is nadir, warning you. At the same time, in America, they only warn you. They don't give you good news, believe me. Only nadir. American companies are only nadir. Allah's company is Nadir and Bashir. Allah says if you don't break the law, then you have benefits. You will get credit. We will respect you. We will honor you. We will appreciate you. Inni lakum minhu Nadirun wa Bashir. Thus, we have to use this Nadir and Bashir with our children. My generation, 50 years ago, when we were kids, our parents were only and only nadir, alhamdulillah. My mother was nadir and my father was nadir. Now in this generation in America, the parents are only bashir. They spoil their children. They spoil them. Believe me, I know some parents here in America, they are afraid to speak to their children. Afraid to tell him, become Adami, you know. Too afraid. I know many families. They don't advise them. They don't dare to advise them. This is not good. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, جُرْأَةُ الْوَلَدِ عَلَى وَالِدِهِ فِي صِغَرِهِ تَدْعُو إِلَى الْعُقُوقِ فِي كِبَرِهِ. When you spoil your children and allow them to insult you when they are little and disrespect you, this disrespect is going to evolve when they are adult. They're going to be undutiful to you. They're going to neglect you completely. عقوق الوالد. So be wise in your treatment of your children. Be wise. I know you love your children. But your love has to be reasonable, based on reason, based on rationality, not sheer atifa and emotion. Be careful, because too much love sometimes is bad. They're going to disrespect you. They're going to abandon you. And you are the cause for that, because you taught them. You taught them how to treat you. So, back home, only nadir, alhamdulillah. They have a stick at home, only nadir. Taq, 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 taq. Here, only bashir. They give them gifts. Always gifts, you know. Whenever he wants money, he never says salam to his dad. Except when he wants money, believe me. The day he wants money, he treats his dad like an ATM machine. That day he comes, and his salam is not even full, half salam. Salam. The moment he takes the money, he turns and he leaves. They wouldn't even say thank you to their parents. This is not good. You have to be bashir and nadir, both. Use both, bashir and nadir. To teach them, love them, but at that time of discipline, you have to discipline them. Not physically, of course, because we are going being recorded, so not physically, but discipline them through ways. Teach them. Be a teacher, be a guide. Inni lakum minhu nadhirun wa bashir. And I will conclude with this. Wa in istaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. Two things the Prophet is telling them. Istaghfiru and tubu. What is the difference? Are they the same? Listen to this, please. Wa in istaghfiru rabbakum, seek forgiveness, استغفروا ربكم, ثم, after that, توبوا إليه. توبوا إليه. Turn into him in repentance. What is the difference of استغفروا and توبوا? Is God repeating himself? Or they are two different things? Two different things? So tell me, what's the difference? He's repeating? Okay. Istighfar, seek forgiveness. Wa an istaghfiru rabbakum. Istighfar is when you commit a sin and you say, I'm sorry. You say, I apologize. Okay? You say, pardon me. This is istighfar. Seek forgiveness. To purify yourself. To purify, because sins, they put a load on us, heavy load of burden on us, okay? And it contaminates our heart, it contaminates our nafs. So you have to purify and cleanse yourself, cleanse, wash your heart, your mind. This is istighfar. What is the meaning of tawbah? وَأَنْ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ, after that, تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. See, I'm giving you a hint. Tubu ilayh. Exactly. Awda ila Allah. Go back to him. Go back to him. After you purify yourself, now you can go back. Can you go back to him while you carry the sin? You can't. You don't have energy to go to him. The door is closed. You have to seek forgiveness. Go back to him. What does it mean, go back to God? Do you buy a ticket and get an airplane ticket and go to him? Do you have to change your location from here into somewhere else? Do you go by car, by bicycle? You walk? How do you go? Return to God. How do you return to God? Alhamdulillah, all of you are correct. But the accurate answer, going back to God, ulama, they say, you have to emulate some of God's characters so you can go back to him. How do you emulate God's character? Exactly. God has characteristics, sifat, attributes. One of them is Rahim, merciful. One of them is forgiving, ghafoor. One of them is Kareem, generous and kind. Try to be like that in your life. Try to be forgiving. The more forgiving you are, the closer you get to God. The more merciful with your family, with your community you are, the closer you get to God. The more generous and giving you are, the closer you get to God. This is how we get close to God. Not by buying an airplane ticket. God is everywhere. Even if you travel thousands of feet above, that's not a distance. That has nothing to do with God. Because God is everywhere. God is in every village, in every house, in every heart. But you have to get close to him. By emulating some of his characters. By being patient. God is Sabur. One of his names is Sabur. He's patient. You know how many sins we commit every single day and He doesn't punish us. He would give us some time so we would remember and we say Astaghfirullah. He's sabur. So by emulating some of God's characters, we do tawbah, thumma tubu ilayh. And the meaning of tawbah, as you learned, is what? Al-awda, the return to God. Return to Him by emulating some of His characters. What does it say at the end? It says, وَأَنِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. He will make you to enjoy this life with a goodly enjoyment. مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا. What is مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا, my friends? مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا is material and spiritual. Material, God will give you what you deserve. He will give you health. He will give you family. He will give you stability. He will give you food. He will give you shelter. These are physical and material. But most importantly is what? Spiritual. God will give you faith. God will give you confidence. You will not be confused in this life. You would not feel lonely in this life. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا. He will give you peace of mind. You know what is the most precious thing in this life? It's peace of mind. Peace of mind. When you have peace of mind, when you are not worried about anything, you say, I belong to God. I am under His radar. Whatever He wants to say to me, to do to me, I welcome it. To be content, قَنَاعًا. Many people are not enjoying this life because they lack قَنَاعًا. They are not qanu', they are not satisfied, they are not content with their life. The happiest person is the one who has more qana'ah and more content. يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. We have the youth camp coming soon on July 6th through 9th, not far from here, Big Bear Lake. So send your young ones. And if you are still young, inshallah, and many of you are, join us. You will benefit from the spiritual environment there, inshallah. But make sure that you pay. Don't come free. Pay and register, and you can find the details here, or on these flyers at the door. And also on July 9th, we have the Eid al-Fitr picnic, Eid Carnival, here at George Mason, William Mason Regional Park in Irvine, inshallah, beginning at 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. And you can find the flyer there, inshallah. Let's recite Amman Yujib for a friend of us. And there is seminar tomorrow here from 2:30 until 6:30 about mental health awareness and related resources by Sayyid Mahdi Al-Qazwini. Mental health awareness and related resources. 4 hours seminar here from 2:30 after Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah. Let's recite Amman Yujib Al-Muttar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية تقبل أعمالنا وطاعاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. And I have good news for you. Our dear sister Fatma Saleh, alhamdulillah, she had a successful surgery, liver transplant yesterday, alhamdulillah, and it is successful, and we want you to continue praying for her to come back from Florida, inshallah, back to her family and her community. وعجل اللهم في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.